With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I know what you're thinking.
What? I can't even remember what I'm thinking.
Well,
we jump from topic to topic.
I know what you're thinking.
There's too much to talk about.
I know what you're thinking.
What?
You are thinking. You are thinking, wow.
What?
Jamie is a good host.
That
is what you're thinking, isn't it?
You are a great host.
You're going...
Apart from half the time, the conversation just goes to different places. But
that's kind of
that's
fun.
That's the beauty of it.
But
yeah.
that's a bit like... Bit like sex. Having missionary, it's a bit boring, isn't it? You want
to
spin them
around. You have to excite it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This
is an exciting conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm excited. I'm going to explode.
Please don't.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. I'm joined with the beautiful, the lovely, the charismatic, the talented, the 11-year-old kissing, Lydia Bright.
Hello.
Liz, we've got to get back into this. So because we haven't really covered anything in your life at all. We just chatted. But it's so interesting because we talked about anyways, things like that, and you kind of by accident went onto this TV show, right?
Yep.
And you then were going out with James, not Argent, just James Argent. Who, by the way, I find him the loveliest person in the entire world.
Yes.
I'm honest on these podcasts. And I've sat with him a few times, had lunch with him, things like when we did I'm a Celebrity Extra camp once. But his concentration, honestly, at one point I was like, do you even know I'm here?
He is a lovely person. He's really funny. But he is
that
childlike. He's like Peter Pan, isn't he?
He's not even like Peter Pan. No,
Peter Pan
could not fight pirates. There is no way. Arj could not fight a pirate.
He does lose his concentration like that, yeah.
Do you ever read Mice of Men?
Lenny!
The Garrett. I don't know why I just like that. But he reminds me of...
So basically you're implying that he's not all the ticket. You implied it.
I did not imply that. I love that he's not all the ticket.
Well, that's what Lenny is.
But
Lenny isn't, is he?
Why are you going Lenny?
I don't know.
But Liz, because Arj is one of the sweetest humans. Like, he really is so lovely in every single way. But, you know, knowing you, I always think you're sort of polar opposites in
that
way.
Oh, yeah, everybody says we are very, very different.
And perhaps that's why you guys connected.
Well, when we met, though, we were still so young. Mm-hmm. So I think when we met, because I was like 16 when I met James.
Mm-hmm.
James is older than me, though, so James would have been 20. I think 20. So, yeah, we were young. But then obviously, yeah, you grow up and...
Was he your first love?
He wasn't my first boyfriend.
Yeah, obviously not. We know that. Yeah, yeah. My boy Pete.
Wasn't my first boyfriend, but yeah, it was my first. Yeah, my first boyfriend, love. Yeah,
and
like serious boyfriend.
And what's so tricky for you is, like I said, anyone who knows you and watched the show and things like that, is that you had to live this life on The Only Way Is Essex, which is your real life, and go through this terrible time where. You have been cheated on.
Yeah.
And things
he
like
had
that.
Very, very bad concentration, as you said.
Yeah, yeah. He was...
Loose concentration.
Yeah, he was having conversations all over the place with people. But how hard was that for you? Because you... And for all the girls who listen to this, who are perhaps going through breakups, all those kind of things, you know, and it's very hard. When you love someone...
Yeah.
And they cheat on you or do something wrong to you, you want to forgive them more than anything because you can't bear a life without them. So how do you get past, especially on a TV show, so how did you deal with that?
Yeah, I feel like it's almost like as well, when you're cheated on by somebody, you're so angry, but then equally they're the only person that can comfort you, make you feel better, because it's like that rejection, isn't it? And you feel like so rejected. Do you know what it was? I think in the real world, if that would have happened so much, I know now, obviously, I'm older, I'm 28, I know that I wouldn't stand for that. But back then, I was young, and we were around each other so much, and I think it's very hard to break away from someone when you're around them the whole time. So I think that, you know, maybe sometimes people used to get frustrated with me, like, watching the show, because they'd be like, what the hell are you doing? Like, yeah. Taking someone back, but it's a very, although it is a reality show, it's not the real world,
it's
being on a show
world.
Like that, you know that.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and
it's a
you're
very forced
together.
Environment.
Yeah,
it's
completely.
Like, how can you get over somebody? Like, if you had an argument, broke up with someone, and then you see them every day for the next 2 months, how are you ever going to get over them? And the filming schedules as well, you know what it's like. It's like 10-hour days sometimes, and it's like you're with somebody all that time, and it's like, you're trying to get over them. It's like, but it's impossible. So in the end, you just like, what's the point of fighting it?
And it's so hard because, you know, your whole life is built down to an hour or 30 minutes, whatever it is. And out of that hour, you have like 15 minutes of your life because it has to have other characters and things like that. Sorry, I'm about to burp. I just had to do it was like stuck in my chest. It was like a hot air balloon in my chest. But the thing is that you had to... You're forced together and you only see part of your life and things like that. And it is really hard to go through that kind of process. And unfortunately for you, it made you, as you said, people were going to all these things, all that, but they don't know the backstory.
Yeah.
So it made people thought that you were potentially weak,
yeah.
Which you weren't. It's just you're forced together.
And
because
I cried
of
a lot as well.
I know.
I cried a lot, like for so many series, I was constantly crying. And that just so is that my character. I used to get frustrated because I'm not one of these people. I'm I like to think of myself as quite a positive person, and even if I'm like battling or something, I will do that by myself. Like, I, you know, I'm not really one to like constantly bring people down if I'm not feeling like 100%. Obviously, like, I'm not saying don't talk about your problems, because of, you know, we should do that, but like it seemed like with me on Tower, it was like constantly crying, but obviously I always had to address it because that's part of the show.
But weirdly, what happens is, I find sometimes, is that when there's an audience, right, it's really weird, this happens to me, maybe it doesn't happen to you, when there's an audience or there's cameras on you, for some reason you start to get emotional when you have to talk about emotional things or be in an emotional situation.
Every emotion is heightened when there's cameras on you. If you're happy, you like are ecstatic when cameras are on you, and yeah, if you're sad, like, you're hysterical because it's that pressure, isn't it?
And that's interesting, we talked about happiness earlier before you came here. How would you define happiness?
I think feeling secure and content with who you are, and I would say confident in where you're going in your life, and I think secure, yeah, like security, really.
And do you think you're happy and content in your life at the moment?
Yeah. I think I really am.
But did you go through a period where you weren't?
Yeah, I think that if I ever think about when I've ever been unhappy or down, for me, the only thing that really gets me down is relationships.
Really?
Like, my family, like, me and my family, we bicker sometimes, but we get over it like that. Like, and they've never really got me down. I've always got that support with them. My friends are amazing. My career, I think because I'm such a hard worker, like, I've got moments where I've been like the complete lulls with work where that's like got me down. The only things that I've ever struggled with is relationships. That's the only thing that gets me down.
But can I just say something? Lydia Bright, you are a mouthful catch.
Oh, I'm not saying now, but I mean, if I think about like unhappy times in life, you know, if you think about like the lowest points in your life, which we've all been through, the lowest points of my life are always because of a result of a relationship, how that's made me feel. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
And I'm not saying that it's always like their fault, but I just think that that's the thing, because I think it's almost like when you break up with somebody, or, you know, I think my personality, I think maybe because my upbringing as well, is always about, you know, like persevering, and no matter how bad, like, I think because of like kids coming, no matter how bad a child is or like how bad that person is, persevere with it. And I think that's always what I've been like in a relationship. No matter how bad things are, like you just got to keep going. Like you got to like keep working at something because of...
And consistency that, is key. But that, yeah. That sort of mindset that you have is incredibly inspirational and incredibly empowering, because that's what people should... There's a lot of people out there who don't have that mentality, who kind of give up, but you're saying you never give up and you kind of push them forward and things like that.
And I think because my parents have always been together as well forever, like my parents have been together for like 40 years. Like for me, I'm very much like, that's how I think. So I think if I then don't get that back from someone, and I think because I'm quite like I'm a loyal person, if I never got that, I would feel really like let down. Do you know what I mean?
I want to do a test on you.
We're getting really deep.
Man, I love this. So give me the deepness. I'm going to do a little test on you that actually I did the other day that apparently describes you as a person. This is going to be so interesting. Okay. What is your favourite animal?
Oh, okay. That's quite a hard one. I do love fish.
You love fish?
Angelfish in particular.
You love angelfish?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. What's your second favourite animal?
I love elephants.
Interesting. When you think of the ocean, what do you think of?
Fish.
Go more metaphorical. What does it make you feel?
I mean, freedom, large open spaces.
Like that. So freedom and space and things like that. When you think of darkness, what do you feel?
Darkness, I feel a bit scary.
I love how you're actually thinking, you're picturing yourself in darkness.
No, do you know what? Because I've actually been, I remember once I went on a date. Have you ever heard that restaurant, Dans Le Noir?
It's really not good.
Oh my God, I nearly had a panic attack in there. I was on a first date, I know, and it's really, I don't want to put people off of it because it's a really great concept because all of the waiters and the chef, everyone that works there are blind. So it's a really good concept. But I was on a first date and I nearly had a panic attack and I thought, oh my God, how am I going to tell this person that I feel like I'm going to die?
Why were you having a panic attack though?
Because I just found it right. Just like, you know, everything was dark and like, I could hear voices and I thought, oh my God, what if, I know it's really bad, but I was thinking, what if somebody falls over and the knife goes in my back or falls over and smashes a glass over my head? That's all I kept thinking.
So what did you say to your date? You said, look, mate, you can't see me. Let's just get
No, I just sat there in silence. And when I came out, my face was grey.
did he think he was on a date with someone? Did you say that? Because you halfway through, you'd go, is anyone there? Because I can't see. And then you would start trying to reach in front of you.
I should have just done a runner because, he wouldn't have known for a long time.
Wait, hang on.
Darkness.
Yeah, so you feel scary.
So, yeah, I find scary. It quite scary being in pitch black.
Okay, so this is...
I live by myself, right? And I never, ever sleep in pitch black. I've got a street lamp right outside my window and I have, like, blinds, but I always leave them a little bit because I get scared when it's pitch black.
I'm the same as you. I hate the dark. I have to sleep with the door. I have weird things that I do at night. I firstly have to check all the sides of my bed because I think a witch is going to come get me in the middle of the night. I have to do that.
What?
I think there's a witch that will get me. Obviously, there is no witch that will come get me, but I think there is. And I have to leave the door with light coming because I don't like the dark.
Yeah, same. Do you know what I think? I think the dark just makes you feel out of control.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's why most people...
I don't like that because if, like, you think, oh my God, if I got burgled, I'd be so out of control. I wouldn't know what to do.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you get burgled, just shit yourself and smear yourself all in there. That's honestly it. Yeah. If anyone comes into your house, poo in your hands and rub it all over yourself and then... and then run at them.
Oh, like, my gosh, that is a great
honestly,
idea.
Before I fall asleep, I poo into a bag and put it next to my bed. So in the middle, I can just quickly smear it all over me.
Brilliant idea. I'm going to start doing that.
Forget having a gun or a knife. Just have a bag of shit next to your bed. That's the best thing. But okay, here we go. Okay. So favourite animal is, you said an angelfish, is how you perceive yourself.
So, do you know why I think angelfish as well? Why? I love angelfish?
Why?
Because of angelfish, they mate for life and you always see them in pairs.
There you go.
So you always see them in pairs. You always see angelfish always together.
Well, there
and
you
they're
go.
Really pretty as well.
So you're incredibly loyal. We already know that you're...
I'm pretty because they're really...
beautiful.
And bright.
So you are. So that's how you perceive yourself. The second animal is how you perceive your partner, an elephant.
So what is an elephant now?
Well, elephants never...
Big and round. That was... Maybe if I was still alive.
Yeah, big and round. But elephants are leaders. They are strong. They never forget.
Someone who takes
control.
Yeah.
What you think of when you think of the ocean, how you perceive love, so freedom and things like that, and you quite like that. So it's quite...
Oh my God, this is so me. Like this, everything that you've said.
Yeah, and darkness is how you perceive death.
Because of, I'm very much like that as well. Like the elephant thing, you know, like strong mouth thing. But I hate it when I feel like I'm being like controlled.
So,
oh my God, no, like that makes it... I have to have my freedom. I have to have my space. I have to like...
And that's about love. That's why you, in love, you have to be free. You have to have your space, open space, and that's really... And darkness, how you perceive death.
You're a genius.
I know. And darkness, how you perceive death. Are you scary? Scared of death?
Scared, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to die.
Yeah, exactly. So all of those things, that's how you perceive yourself.
Oh my God, that is brilliant.
Whatever you can take away from this podcast...
I'm so going to take that. You're going to have to write it down after.
...is the fact that you can keep a bag of shit next to your bed to attack any burglar with, and you are wanting to marry an elephant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But also, Liz, you know, your career has just been incredible, and you're one of those people who I admire, because you were probably offered all sorts of things the entire time, whether TV ideas or brand deals or things like that. But you very much like... I sort of pride myself on is where you pick and choose things that you actually like and that what you want to do.
Yeah.
And you've done some amazing other TV shows and things like that. What is the hardest TV show you've had to do?
Bear Grylls, The Island.
That's what I was going to think it was. How hard was that?
I mean, I came home 7.5 stone.
Oh my God.
Keep in mind, I'm 9 stone now. So I was 1.5 stone lighter than this.
How tricky was it?
It was really tough. I think because we were quite bad at it as well. We didn't catch... Actually, me and Ollie Locke, we were the leaders. We did really well. And I think that people would have doubted us the most.
Ollie told me a story, which I'm sure I can say. If not, we can edit this out, but I'll just say it anyway. Is in the show, he killed a crocodile.
Yes.
He stabbed it in the head.
Yeah.
However, he told me a story that on camera, it looked like stabbed in the head, died, that was it.
Yeah.
But he stabbed it in the head and then held it like a rug.
Yeah, and it opened
its
mouth.
Still alive.
And he was like, ah!
And it was still alive.
Yeah, it was. Oh, it was pretty horrific. It was horrific.
It opened it with a knife in its head.
I know.
Yeah, that's scary.
It was scary.
Was it an intense experience?
It was very, very intense. It was the most amazing experience that I've ever done, and I would do it again, but it was so challenging on my body, especially. Like, I was so weak when I came out. My body was covered in sandfly bites, and they were there still, my scars, for a good year. I got a fish hook stuck in my finger on the show. No, it was really, really bad. And because of they didn't take me to the hospital or anything like that, I was so delirious with the pain. I was saying everyone's name wrong, and it was so throbbing my finger. It was a really tough experience, but amazing. I still loved it. And do you know what the best thing about it, like intense situations like that, obviously you have no like you're not in touch with anything on the outside world, no technology and stuff, so the bonds that you make with people are just like incredible. And Ollie and me, like, He's
great, man.
Oh, my gosh.
He's such a dude.
You know, I will always, like, me and him just had such an amazing friendship. And I think, like, being with him every day, like, we just laughed and cried every single day. And it was just, like, amazing being with him.
Yeah, Ollie Locke, one of the biggest dudes out there.
Yeah.
But then you talked about, like, cutting off and things like that. What is your take? Because, you know, a lot of your life, you have to use social media and things like that. What do you think about social media?
See, I think a lot of people are very angry about it, and people love to hate it, don't they? And everyone's like, oh, it's not real, blah, blah, blah. And it frustrates me sometimes, because I think, you know, it's a modern way of advertising, and, you know, we don't really have, like, magazines are kind of dying to death now, aren't they? And that is how brands pay to get their advertising out there.
Sure.
And it frustrates me that people sometimes get really angry of, like, overfiltered pictures and, you know, like, these unrealistic lives that they say to people. But ultimately, everyone, you know...
And magazines do that anyway,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, I kind of see what you're saying. That's actually... I love
it's just advertising.
Lydia Bright, that's what I love about you. You don't just... Because it's so easy to sit there and go, oh, my God, it just portrays people... I don't know why I went American there. But, it, you know, people portray people in, like, in a light which isn't true and things like that. But actually, it's so true, and I never thought of it in your view.
It's advertising.
Magazines did that the entire time, and they're just the modern magazine where you are portraying something. Something that is desirable.
My social media, of course, it is my life, but it is the best version of my life. And, you know, of course, like, I'm not going to put a picture up with me looking horrific with a hangover with a massive spot on my head because of, you know, that it is my magazine, ultimately. It's the best version of who I am shown on there. But, you know, people need to stop reading into it too much and thinking, you know, that is 100% someone's life.
So what I'm taking from
this... I do like to do a good mix, though. I do like to put, like, my family on there and stuff. But I am against face tuning, and that is why I try to do a lot of, like, if I put, like, a bikini picture or something like that, which I'm going to show, and again, people, it frustrates me when people are like, oh, put your body away and stuff like that. I'm like, no, I eat healthy. I train well. You know, I'm not far 30 and I'm actually really happy with my body. So
yes. Why
not put it up there?
Do it.
But if I do put bikini pictures
up... So if you want to see Lydia Bright naked, go onto her Instagram right now, all you teenage boys.
But also, I think, you know, like, I'm not going to feel guilty about, like, showing my body and stuff, because if I can encourage girls to get down the gym and be healthy, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Like, I'm not saying, like, oh... You know, I'm saying, like, it's good to feel good about yourself and to train, and, you know, that's good for your mental health and stuff. But when
rock on, Lily. I love that, man. 100%. I'm with you all the way.
But when I do put up bikini pictures and stuff, I do try to put videos up. Like, if I'm on holiday, for example, I got back from Bali not yesterday, the day before.
I saw the one, hey, welcome to my crib.
Yeah. But I like to do that. Like, if I put a couple of bikini pictures up, I like to put up a video as well, or, like, boomerang something, so people know that it's not edited, because I don't believe in editing pictures. Like, not everyone's going to, you know, be able to achieve their dream body, but I just think I'm against people editing things.
But also, you know, you've got...
Too much. I mean, like, the odd bit of shading and things here and there is not the end of the world, but, like, when people bring themselves in two sizes, it's silly.
Hey, listen... I
that's what causes insecurity.
I make my chest look bigger and I make my booty look even bigger, and I just look great in all of my photos. But you are, you know, Liz, you're smoking hot, you're charismatic, you're fun. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Oh, damn it. Okay, fine. Cut, let's finish the podcast. I just
with Peter. Oh, we rekindled.
The only reason I got you on this podcast is I was fuck's sake. Ah, oh, just so right.
Oh. So yeah, what should we talk about next?
So should just probably end it there then, because no more point speaking, is there? Lids, no, listen, honestly, man. Hey, also, I wanted to give a big shout out to you and your family, because one of my favourite podcasts is the Lydia Bright podcast, which all of you listeners...
It's not the Lydia Bright podcast, it's The Bright, so
listen,
clearly it's not
I
your
was
favourite
trying
podcast.
To be nice, okay?
You're pretending you're listening to it and you got the name wrong.
I can do it.
You hi, haven't listened.
Listen, hi everyone, I'm Lydia Bright and this is my family. That's what the beginning of it starts, as I listened
okay,
to it before.
You have.
It's a really, really heartwarming, lovely podcast where Lids talks to all of her family about all the things that go on in the household. And as you can imagine,
it's a reality
hilarious.
Show.
She wants to say this. It's very innovative. That's
it's a reality show. It's the first of its kind.
You love
true that.
Saying that. bring up Acme
but it
and
is.
All that.
There's no other reality shows out there on podcast film. We are the first. We are the Towies of the podcast world.
Wow. Wow. Have you been nominated for a podcast award?
No, have you?
Yeah, of course we have.
Congratulations.
No, congrats needed.
Can you put
needed.
a word in for me for us to be nominated?
Yes, I will say Lydia Bright.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Well, my back is on my penis. In the words of Jonah Hill.
That was good.
Lids, thank you so much for going on the
thank
podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's been amazing.
Hey, go and check out Lydia's podcast. Honestly, no jokes. It is hilarious. Go and check out her Instagram, Lydia Bright. She just, you brighten up my day every time I see you. And every single person that I meet, even when you're not there, industry, production, people in general, they have the nicest things to say about you.
I'm going to have a really big head walking out of here.
Why? Because it's like swollen or something? What's
happened? Because of my ego.
Oh, there we go.
You're stroking my ego.
There we go.
Thank
it's
you.
It's not the only thing we could be stroking if you were single. You could stroke my ego anytime, honey. On that awkward note, Lydia Bright, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
See you next
thank
week,
you.
Guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.